Panel 3. Exhibition. The Pars Urbana or Residential Area. A reflection of social status. The noble part of the villa is hardly known. It was probably located south of the excavated area, where remains of the private baths are preserved. Some isolated remains have been recovered and tell us of the luxury their owners were used to, such as fragments of stuccos and mural painting with plant motifs, combining colors such as green and yellow with large stripes in dark red. Fragments of window panes have also been found in the baths, as well as some marble slabs and stone and vitreous tiles from the mosaics that decorated the floor of the various private rooms. The Lord, the Dominus in Latin, spent long periods with his family at the rural farm, so its rooms had to be as comfortable as those of his house, his domus, in the city. Therefore, different rooms such as the bedrooms, called cubicula, the dining room, the private baths or the office where the Lord ran his business, were distributed along a corridor with columns providing access to a courtyard, the atrium. Actually, the building created as the interpretation center of the Roman villa of Vinamargo recreates the atrium of a Roman house. It is important to highlight the atrium's role, since it was next to the entrance and served as a public space. That was where the Dominus's guests and clients awaited to be received, so it had to be welcoming and richly ornate. It was a bright courtyard thanks to the roof opening, the Compluvium, where rainwater entered and was collected in a small central basin, the Impluvium, and it was also where the Lalarium was placed, a small household shrine in which daily rites were performed to preserve the family's prosperity. In villas where there were no space restrictions, the atrium was a large courtyard surrounded by peristyle columns with a large central basin, with fruit trees and flowers, sometimes decorated with fountains and sculptures.